CEF Mobile.
Morning, Andrew. KM4NAP.
How you doing?
I'm doing. How about yourself?
Had taken a little detour this morning. Apparently, the bad wreck on I-26 last night around 2 a.m.
They got hurt.
Pretty bad, because they got traffic coming up the opposite lane of traffic. So they're actually coming down up the interstate on the down lane side and coming up the exit ramp, or the entrance ramp, I guess.
Pretty bad one now. Weekend.
I was really hoping to get in the pool and doggone, what was it, Saturday? Man, them thunderstorms rolled through and they wouldn't let up.
Head over this way.
Whole lot of rain, but I always pull up the lightning map. I'll be darned if it wasn't. It was everywhere. I mean, it just seemed like it wouldn't let up. And it all started around 1, maybe 2 o'clock by the time I was ready to get in the pool.
Day.
Well, Wednesday I played radio and tried to work around the lightning. That was your weekend.
Well, same old. I had to run the route. Nothing different.
7 days a week?
A week, 365 days a year.
Impressive right there.
I've had all my life, so there's nothing new to me.
Can't go a month without missing a day.
You got lazy.
That's part of it.
Now, if it's right to do, I'd probably go bonkers.
Either you spend money or you go stir crazy.
5 years of my retirement, and I stayed at home, and I was miserable. I had to have something to do.
I can definitely understand that.
260 pounds, and I said, enough is enough. Now I'm back down to 198.
Shoot, I'm trying to shed some pounds now.
The older you get, the harder it is.
Yeah, I definitely know it's harder.
I'm down to 180.
Ain't been that low since I was a kid.
High school, I weighed 118 pounds.
That's pretty slim.
Hard as a rock too. They wasn't a bit of fat on me. I got married and I ballooned up like a pool frog.
Feeding you good?
Say she did.
Cut out most of my sugars and stuff. I don't want to end up diabetic or anything, so trying to do that and lose a little bit of weight at the same time.
Diabetic, but it gets from family genetics. I got it from my mom.
Now swears up and down. I don't know if she's taking insulin yet or not. If she is, I think it might be pills. But, yeah, that's why I'm trying to cut all mine out.
From mother to son and father to daughter.
Positive now is there's so many people on the low carb keto craze that it's not hard to find, non sugar stuff that you can eat. It actually tastes pretty good nowadays.
I've tried that and that stuff tasted awful.
And they, it still ain't the greatest stuff in the world, but it's much better than it used to be. Shoot, my wife buys these little keto cups or something now, and they're not bad. She'll do like a brownie or something. It'll be in this cup. And it's not the worst thing in the world.
Tastes like cardboard.
Too bad. And then like my coffee. Shoot, right now the creamers you got to watch out for. So most of the time I do half and half, and some artificial sweetener. They got the stevia. I don't know if you've tried it. It's pretty good. A little liquid stuff. Man, that stuff's sweet.
That.
Sugars and stuff are. Just a little bit down from that probably in the grocery store. But They got liquid and they got granules that you can buy, and it don't take much, and it'll sweeten it up really, really sweet.
A.W. Moore.
Listen, young man.
Good morning, guys. Man, good to hear you in there, Ed. I didn't know what happened to you. You're a stranger anymore.
Truck been running. I've been getting done before y'all even get your first cup of coffee. Catch up. I'm in my driveway. So y'all have a good one. 7-3's to you, and hope to catch you in the morning.
7-3. Enjoy your cup of coffee. KO4CES.
7-3, Ed. Have a good one, and I hope to catch you in another morning. But if I don't, I'll know the truck was early. KN4TFW. 3 POTA contacts over the weekend.
Shoot, I got on there a little bit. I didn't do a whole lot. I was still so stuck on trying to do Morse code, I hadn't hardly wanted to key the radio up.
Rolling somewhere, and I heard Morse code. I think it was on a 40, but it was in lower than what I could get to. I was hearing some Morse code there, but man, conditions were pretty tough. I got two operators at the same place in Illinois and one in Colorado.
Shoot, I was taking a break from Morse code last night, and I heard a guy. He was out in California. And I looked the park up. It had never been activated. I was really hoping to hear him again because I was going to try to give him another contact. But I've never really seen too many people doing POTA on PSK-31.
In the Facebook group there for the POTA, a lot of them were struggling. The conditions weren't very good.
The work FT8 from there. I don't quite understand that one, but you can still get the same number of contacts and activate on FT8, and it still can.
Good conversation. It was the one in Illinois was one where you contacted the first one, and they said, hold on for a second operator, and that, and in between that, the conditions just went away. And I hung out there for a while until the conditions got better, and I called back so I could get that second operator.
I was telling Ed that I got to go in and try to get in the pool doggone Saturday, and I'll be darned if it didn't start thundering and lightning. God darn, I run into a train.
What train that?
It was blocked off today, so I went the back way, 292, and now I'm stuck in Duncan watching this train go by.
Really slow ones.
I'm sure he'll stop here in a minute right in front of him.
Them's and Taylor's right off of White Hampton Boulevard, man. Sometimes in the evening, they look like they're doing 50 or 60 through there.
Good. I say, hopefully it's not a long one or he just stops right in front of him.
He's closed for.
No yet. I think my wife called me. She said it was a bad accident. I don't know if it means a bad accident where something happened, because they actually had traffic coming up the opposite lane and coming up the entrance ramp that I would normally go down to get on the interstate.
On the news, it was on 26, but I don't know where some kind of pipeline or something broke and shut down all the lanes, and it was going to take them a little while to fix it.
She was saying there was a wreck at like 2 this morning. I hate to know, if it's a wreck and this is still going and they're still routing traffic, it's probably pretty bad.
And then you can't use the business 85 or anything like that because it's all bunched up.
So I decided to go the back route, go down 292, so at least the train didn't last too long.
Last week at the Heron Circle interchange was actually still open.
If you go down 176 is still open, or are you saying the interstate part of it?
South on Business 85 and that, you could still get off at Heron Circle, and you could get on Business 85 headed north at Heron Circle. And whatever the road is that cuts through there, I don't know, it's like 56 or something like that, it was still open.
I thought most of it was shut down.
At Heron Circle over there to New Cut Road, that portion is shut down.
M4WHM. Gentlemen, how are y'all?
It's morning for a Monday. How about yourself?
Pretty good. It seems like the weekend come and gone pretty quick. What little I had of it, so I'm ready to strap in and ride this new class of students.
Do some training involved there, right? KN4 TFW.
A little bit. They got to learn their way around, learn their schedules, and figure out they can't drive and ride the bus and all those good things. But well, I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation. I just want to say good morning. So y'all get back to it, and I'll just listen here. So, but good morning, and hope y'all have a safe trip wherever you headed.
On in there, I gotta jump off and I gotta snatch his antenna off top of my car, so I'm gonna go ahead and say 7-3. Hope y'all have a great day. And hope you have a great first day of school and all the students are excited, which I'm sure they're not gonna be, but alright, it's KO4CEF and I'll be clear on y'all's phone.
Hey, well, you have a good one, and as always, 73s and be safe. M4WHM, clear.
73, Andrew. Have an awesome day, and I look forward to catching you another morning. KN4TFW. Mornings, Bill.
This last 2 weeks has been crazy, and I finally, now that school's fixing to really start back, the schedule is getting a little better, so where I can go in at a decent hour and get up and get going. Here lately, it's been jump up, put on my clothes, run out the door, and get there as early as I could. So, but yeah, I've been missing getting on here.
Get off early, right?
Most of the time, that's the case. Last few weeks haven't been, but usually I try to get there between 7 and 7:15, something like that, and then I usually try to leave around 4, 4:15. So once things settle down after this week, I'll get back on that routine.
Yeah, I try to get there by about 6:20 and then leave at 4.
Well, luckily, I don't take a lunch, and they let me count that, so they give me a pretty good bit of freedom coming and going, because I'm working all the time, whether I'm at work or home or where, so they know they're getting what they need.
Work through lunch and break or snack while I'm sitting there at lunch still working on the computer.
Yeah, it makes some of the other people jealous that can't do it, but that's my deal. And I told them, I said, that's what you should have worked out. I said, everybody's got their own deal. You got to make your own.
Yeah, some of them switch to a 4-day week out here where, you know, 1 week it's Monday through Thursday and the next week it's Tuesday through Friday and that. But, yeah, what I do, I really need to be there 5 days.
I tried the 4-10s work out for me. It seemed like I was still working that Friday or Monday, and it just seemed like I just worked more hours than need be, because somebody's always needing me to make a decision or got to run something by me. It just didn't work out.
To make a decision anymore, right?
They're looking for somebody else to be responsible. They don't want to take the responsibility.
This weekend, we just kind of laid around this weekend. Of course, it was rainy here on Saturday. And then Sunday, I did manage to get the grass cut. I thought it was going to be a washout, what they said, but it never did rain.
Okay, we're counting on that tropical storm getting here, but it slowed down or whatever happened. I think we're still going to get some rain, but it's not near as bad as they first thought. I was at work this weekend. I worked, I don't know, 8-9 hours Saturday and Sunday, so it wasn't too bad. I was sitting there just helping students get in, and we do Irish recognition for access to the dining commons and the fitness center, so it's no contact, so I'd register them that hadn't already gotten registered, and then they can just walk up, look at the reader, and it lets them in, so pretty neat.
Is it foolproof?
About 99% accurate. Even twins have different iris patterns. The iris is about 10 times more complex than a fingerprint, so it's very unique, and it does a one-to-many match in the database, and so it's looking at over 50,000 people, and it'll recognize you and open the turnstile in about 600 milliseconds.
Good. I know we have one of them hand scanners. I'm sure it didn't read your fingerprint, but I guess the shape of your hand or whatever, but man, it struggled to be accurate.
We tried to hand geometry, and it does a infrared light and does a shadow of your hand, length, width, and depth to figure out who you are, and that worked, but it wasn't fast, and it wasn't near the quality of the iris recognition. We went to iris recognition back in 2017.
When using this for really security, was this how you clocked in and out? And that, but you could put your hand in upside down and mess with it and that, and it still clock you in. But yeah, that you guys are getting pretty high tech now.
We were looking for something that was contactless, and that way you didn't have to touch it, and we just got lucky and got ahead of the curve, and it made us look real good between the flu outbreak in 2018 and then COVID, so it works pretty good.
We've about done away with the flu now, haven't we, the last couple of years?
It's kind of like a news story. It seemed to disappear somehow. I guess I don't know what happened to it. I still got my flu shot, but I don't think I ever heard of a person getting the flu last year.
It went from like 34, an average of 34 million a year down to about 100. Not exactly sure how that works, but I'd like to see the graph on it.
Behind it will be interesting to look at, that's for sure. Because it's usually, you know, I mean, there's this big news story about the flu and what it's doing and how many people are dying from it. And the last really 2 would come out.
I was on HF over the weekend. I was trying to listen to some of those frequencies that was having the emergency frequencies about the earthquake down there in Haiti, but I never could hear anything.
Listen to a couple of nets on HF. I'm still waiting to test out on my general. I've been starting to take the steady test, and I'm scoring not quite good enough. I'm in about the 7% range. Some of the questions, I mean, I got two audio books and a paperback, and they're still asking questions I ain't never heard of.
That technician's book straight from the ARRL, and that it has all the questions in it exactly how they'll appear.
I got one called All Ham, No Spam, and it's a pretty good book. I'm starting on it. The KL4NUE used it to get his ticket a while back, so I got one, and it's a good book. The audio books I listened to were real good, but like I said, there were some questions on the practice exams that hadn't been covered. Some of them you could guess, they were common sense, but some of them, I mean, they just, I had to really guess, and that's where I lost the points.
They were having the class in person over there in Greer. I think it was like Tuesday nights, and I went there, and we went through the book chapter by chapter, and they showed you all the hints and everything. And they recorded a lot of it. It should be on YouTube. I think it's W4EEY. I don't know if you've ever looked at it.
Seen the recordings, and I've listened to a couple of them. They're real good. That guy, I can't think of his name right now, but he's done a good job putting those together and recording them. It's just, I like the audiobooks or podcasts about it because I can listen to that on my commute back and forth to work. And then now I'm studying the book, so I think by the time the next test rolls around, which will be October, I'll be ready. I know I got all my equipment set up and ready. I was listening to several nets on the HF this weekend, and I'm very pleased with the antenna setup I got with that all-center fed dipole. It gets great reception. And I made one contact on 10 meter down in Florida. I need to play with 10 meters some more. But, I'm looking forward to getting my general.
Play around on 10, just let me know, text me or something, and we can try it. We should be far enough away.
I think so. We'll give it a try. I know the guy I was working with, John, out of Gainesville, on the 146-670 repeater. We couldn't hear each other, but we could both hear the station down in Florida, so I was able to work it, and it was fun. HF is a different animal than what we're talking on now.
You're right about that. Yeah, me and Ed, we used to. We hadn't got to do it in a while, but we'd get on the radio on the weekends and find somebody that was doing the parks on the air, and then we'd both tune to the frequency and see who could make contact with him first. And it's pretty cool to hear him call out your friend's call sign or whatever. We couldn't hear each other, but we could both hear the activator.
The I heard one guy doing parts on the air this weekend when I was spinning the dial, and it's hard not to want to hit that PTT button, but I'm just listening for now. That 590S I got is a good radio, and it picks up extremely well. And I love this antenna I got from MaxCon out of Cartersville, Georgia. Bug just bit me.
Been on you.
Oh, what it was. Whatever it was, it got a good one. I already got a big whelp on my back. Must have been a, I don't know what it was. But whatever it is, it's dead now.
Trouble with sitting outside this time of day. The mosquitoes are out and they'll jump on you for sure. KN4TFW.
Mosquitoes, they don't really bother me that bad. My wife can walk outside and she'll get eat up. And I can be sitting right beside her and they won't bother me, but this was, I don't know what this was, but whatever it was, it lit me up. Helped wake me up, that's for sure.
Head of the curve on that HF. I didn't get my rig until a couple or 3 months after I got my ticket.
Decided to, get it where I could listen and play with it and put a little bit of it to practice. It helps being able to tune in and listen and play with all the buttons. I tell you, Kenwood TS-59, it's got a ton of buttons and I'm still learning what they all do. But it's a good radio.
Learn how to do, I don't know, I guess your radio will be able to do split where you listen on one frequency and talk on another. I know several European stations do that. I got to do that and make contact that way a couple of times. That was pretty interesting.
The operation, I hadn't got that far into it. I've got the main manual and then I got a quick reference guide to work with it, so it's, that's one of the things I'm doing is learning radio as I go, and other than 10 meter, that's the only thing I can transmit on right now, and just a short portion of the band, so, but I'm hoping here in a few weeks, come October, I'll be able to take my test and get my ticket. That's the plan.
Dude, trust me, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And have you tried listening to 60 meters? I know it's channelized, but it's pretty interesting sometimes.
Yeah, I've tried listening on all the bands. I just got my antenna put up a couple of weeks ago. I rented a cherry picker and got it up and got it set up where I can adjust the tension on the wires, and so I'm pretty happy with that. And I had to bring it down and redo the connection I made on the choke. It had gotten loose, and but I took and put some big tie straps on it, like the ones they use for handcuffs. About that size, and I decided to strap it in, and it's on there now, and it does a good job on the receive and transmit with 10 meters, so I'm hoping it'll do well with all the bands transmitting.
Check out mine, it does really good, and that although when you check the SWR, a lot of times it's, two to one or something like that, but it still does pretty good.
This MaxCon off-center fed dipole is multi-band. And it was, they check them and already make sure the SWR is good. And so I've been very pleased with the antenna. It picks up extremely well, and the radio does too. So I just can't wait till I can get where I can transmit on it.
We're taking the classes or the test online. Is that what you're fixing to do?
At work in Athens, I'm a member of the Athens Club, the Gainesville Club, and then the repeater. We're on that. I'm a member of it. So the Gainesville Club has testing at the end of the month, and the Athens Club does it at the beginning of each month. So, but they're both on the same cycle. They just tested here in August, so they'll skip September and pick up again in October. So I'll do one or the other in October. Actually kind of looking forward to it. I'm doing, like I said, I'm at about 70% on all the practice exams and studying what I'm not getting, so I'll be ready here in another few weeks and hopefully get it and put it behind me and keep on trucking.
It won't be no problem.
The biggest problem, and I'll have to cram right before it, is memorizing some of the frequencies and things like that. The rest of it, I mean, honestly, it's almost common sense. But to recognize the different bands and the way sideband works and things like that's stuff I'll just have to cram for, and hopefully get that done at the first part of the test and get it knocked out, and then I'll figure out the rest of it. I was watching a class and online, and they were talking about the test, and it's just a matter of some of it you learn and you know, and some of it you just have to memorize.
I took the in-person class, that way I could, you know, learn it and return it. I didn't want to just, you know, study the answers and that, but, you know, it did me good. But then there was a lady next to me that was taking it, and she recognized it was a pattern when it was asking you about different frequencies. It was like it was, I don't know, it seems like it was always the third highest number, you know what I mean? It was the right answer, and so she noticed the pattern that helped out.
KO4 HKX. Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Patrick. How you doing?
Good morning, Patrick.
Nothing good. Just listening to you two talk about taking the general test.
In that conversation, get your general. And, but we definitely got to get together and try 10 meter. I was listening to it last night. There was a little bit of activity on it, but wasn't quite open.
I'm taking it. I'm like you. I'm probably going to take it in October because I got a lot going on next month. When they have the class scheduled up here, I think it's the 18th, the third weekend. So I'll be out of town, but I'll try to take it in October also.
Well, it'll be here before you know it. So keep studying and be prepared. It'll sneak up on you.
But unfortunately, I'm rolling down towards the gate, and that's, I'm going to have to say 73, and hope you guys have an awesome day on that, and stay dry. I think it ain't really supposed to rain, I guess, until later tonight. Annette, but you guys have a good one. Look forward to catching you another time. KN4 TFW.
And you have a good day. 73's my friend, and be safe. And we'll catch you again maybe one morning this week. in Port WHM.
Stay, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. 733-KO4-HKX. How'd that wild weekend go working with them new students?
Definitely a wild weekend, that's for sure. The my office is right beside the sorority headquarters, and the transit system was bringing them in by the busload. I bet there was 1,500 students out there yesterday when I got ready to leave, and more coming in. They usually have about 3,000 to 4,000 that are trying to get in a sorority, so it's a mess.
Missed out on all that fun and excitement when I was growing up.
But I tell everybody, hey, I go to college every day, so I have for over 20 years, so, and I learn something most days, so it's all been good.
Full college student, huh?
Except instead of taking classes, I just work on stuff. But they are professional students, that's for sure. I've run across several that have been in college for 10, 15 years. They just keep going, get their bachelor's, and then they get their master's, and then they get their PhD, and then they try to find a job. So it's, I don't think I could spend 8 or 10 years going to school and then have to try to find a job. That would be not fun in my book.
There with you. I don't know that I could do that. And then the mountain of debt you got when you get out, I just don't know if it's worth it anymore.
At the law school and the vet school, so there's a lot of them that are on the 6-year plan just to graduate on time between those two. And then there's a lot of them that are on the regular 4-year, but they seem to take 6 years to graduate. They like to party too much.
10 meters this weekend, playing around a little bit.
There and spin the dial and heard a few people. Didn't make any contacts, but I was mainly just listening and heard some people talking on 20 and 40 meter. So I just sat back and listened. It was a lot of fun. Trying to learn as much as I can, and what I'm learning with the test, coming home and giving it a try. That way, hopefully, when the test comes, I'll be ready. It's, I was saying earlier, there's a lot of questions on the practice exam that I hadn't covered, but most of them are fairly easy to figure out.
There with you. I didn't even get on the radio this weekend. It's been raining and storming so much up here, I was afraid to hook it all up. Turn it on.
But we didn't get any rain. It's supposed to rain the next few days, and I feel sorry for the ones that hadn't already moved in. It's going to have to move in the rain. That's going to be miserable.
Had flash floods up here all weekend, and severe storms. So, I've just stayed off the radio. KO4HX Friday.
There's going to be a lot of quick flash flooding by Wednesday, and they're looking at the radar, or looking at the projected radar. We're supposed to get between 3 and 5 inches of rain between now and Wednesday, so it's going to be wet, that's for sure.
Just hope everybody stays safe up here, because they got severe storm warnings in effect this morning, and school starts back. So hope everybody stays safe, along with all the other mess going on.
I agree. Hopefully everybody will be safe and use some common sense. But then again, we are talking about 18 and 22-year-olds, so one of my staff got it, I don't know, 3 weeks ago and was quarantined for 10 days, and he was asymptomatic, so he got lucky. And he's in his early 20s, so it really didn't bother him. Monday or today will be his first day back in almost 2 weeks.
Vacation.
Pretty much. Him and his fiance caught it. She's a nurse and she got it and brought it home and gave it to him. So I guess that's the price you pay.
Big uproar going in the school system up here this morning over the mask stuff. I just hope everybody stays safe and doesn't do anything stupid.
I'm required to wear a mask, but it's highly recommended. And when I get out and get around a lot of the students, I wear my mask. But luckily, I don't have to wear it in my office or things like that yet. But I'm sure a new mask mandate is on the way. I'm not looking forward to it. I hate wearing that mask.
Well, they had an optional policy until last night at 7 o'clock. They changed it. So parents are in an uproar over it on both sides. So I used to get ugly. But, Bill, I'm going to have to say 7-3s. I'm into the black hole up here. And I know it's time for you to get ready to go to work. So I'm going to say 7-3s to you. Have a good day. L4HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, you have a good day, and be safe. And maybe we'll hear you in here a little later on. But, yeah, I know when you hit that black hole, it takes you a little while to come out of it. So I'll probably be mobile and heading toward Athens by then. So 73s. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear.
H monitoring.